This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the world of fresh economic data today, we got... Wait, give me a minute. Hang on. Okay, tomorrow we get jobless claims and new home sales. Friday is inflation and consumer sentiment. Today, Bupkis. Turns out today is one of the increasingly rare non-holidays when the federal government or big university or private company is not releasing a big new batch of marquee economic data. So, hey, Matt Levin, all that data that's out there most days, what good's it doing us?
So, yeah, there's no major economic data that's coming out today, which apparently doesn't mean I get the day off. Neither does Maria Arias, a data engineer at FRED, the St. Louis Fed's incredibly popular economic data site.
So today we should see the Euro short-term rate update, harmonized indices of consumer prices, or HICP, secured overnight.
This goes on for a while, even though Aria says today is pretty light. Back in the day, it used to be much lighter. Fred started tracking 30 kinds of data in 1991. Now it's up to 800,000. Most of that is actually government data that just wasn't accessible to the public until new data apps and the internet came along. It's basically irresistible to economists.
I checked Fred no more than 14 times this morning.
Justin Wolfers is a labor economist at the University of Michigan. He says having payroll and unemployment and even restaurant reservation data at his fingertips is an economist's dream. And it must make them better at forecasting the future, right?
The evidence seems to be if we are only a little bit.
How is that possible? How can economists in 2022 only be marginally better at predicting, say, jobs numbers than Paul Volcker was using graph paper and an abacus in 1978? Wolfer says either there's something fundamentally unknowable about the economy,
or that the constraint is not the quality of our data, but maybe instead the quality of our economic insights.
Even if we're not forecasting much better, we at least don't have to wait as long to see what's happening, says Yale finance professor Bill English.
We want to know what's going on now. I think we have gotten better at that, actually.
English says he'd like even more data. Asking an economist if there's too much data in the world is like asking a 6-year-old if there's too much candy. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.